Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Leslie Gold with my pal Valerie Smaldone. Well, winter's finally gone and spring is here, and perhaps you've even started dreaming about your summer vacation. Well, Liz Weiss, who is the travel editor at US News, has just written a great article, Six Secrets for Scoring Summer Travel Deals, and who doesn't want a deal? Hi, Liz. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Leslie. And you really just hit the nail on the head. You know, we all want a great, you know, summer travel deal, but that can definitely seem unattainable with millions of Americans planning to travel this summer and airfare rates steadily climbing. Fortunately, there are some great tricks to pulling off an affordable getaway. The key takeaway would be to stay flexible in your search. And what I mean by that is, you know, start the research process very early in terms of when you're going to book your flight. The prime booking window, in fact, for booking a domestic flight is about 1 to 4 months before your trip.
Okay.
So if you can do that, you're going to land some great deals.
Now,
if you're looking, if you're looking to go overseas, I should also note you're going to want to book your flight about 270 days in advance. Because that's so popular right now, given how strong the, you know, the dollar is to the euro.
And 1 to 4, though, is a pretty big window. Is there an optimal time, sort of, you know, I don't know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, an optimal time when you should start looking?
Yes. In fact, a study conducted by Cheap Air actually found that on average, 47 days ahead of your departure date is, in fact, the best date to score significant savings. On average, by booking 47 days in advance, you would score $201 savings per ticket.
Oh, so, that can add up if it's a family of four, right?
Definitely, exactly.
You know what else, Liz, that I do? I'm a frequent traveler, and usually I try to book in advance, but sometimes I get caught and I have to book at the last minute. I look for 2 one-ways from different carriers, and I might look even from various airports. For instance, I'm based here in New York, so I might go out of Newark on JetBlue, but back into JFK on Delta. And sometimes, not always, but sometimes that weird, it's more work to find them, but that weird combination will save me more than booking a round trip on one carrier.
You know, that is so true. In fact, it's actually a tried and true industry trick just to cross compare different airport hubs. So that meaning if you wanted to, say, fly to Miami, if you actually were to look for departures in and out of Fort Lauderdale, you'd find better, you know, deals. That applies to Newark, that applies to also to San Francisco, flying out of Oakland International Airport rather than the popular SFO. And the same holds true even for where I'm located, Washington, D.C., flying out of BWI versus Reagan.
Yeah. So, you know what I did learn from your article, though, that even though I pride myself on being such a savvy traveler, I didn't realize if you've got 4 people, let's say, in your group, don't necessarily search for 4 tickets at once. Search for a single ticket.
Yes. Yes. There's definitely a key takeaway here. You know, searching for each passenger's flight separately is actually going to yield better savings. And the reason why is actually because there's different fare brackets. There's about 10 to 15 price brackets per flight. And once those lowest fare seats are taken, you know, seat prices are bumped up to the next bracket. So, you know, if seats are not selling, of course, airlines will make seats available at a lower cost. But if you're searching for 4 flights on the same flight, you're actually going to be eliminating your chances of scoring a ticket in the cheapest price category.
Yes.
But if you know, search separately, you're going to yield better odds of clinching, you know, a great deal.
Yeah, so it's sort of a supply and demand thing. As more seats are taken, the price per seat goes up. So if there's 2 seats left at the cheaper bracket and you search for 4, you eliminate your shot at getting 2 seats at the lower price and 2 seats at the next tier. Is that right?
Exactly. Exactly.
I didn't realize that. Now, what about, what about hotels and such? You start talking in your article about 6 secrets for scoring summer travel deals about packages.
Yes, I'm so glad you bring that up because it's really important to evaluate the cost benefit of package deals. You're really going to want to think whether it's worthwhile to book through an OTA, because if you do that, an online travel agency, an OTA, you can actually be booking multiple components and saving, specifically with multi-day passes. You can really be scoring significant discounts that way if you're planning, say, a week-long trip. But where you're going is really going to be pivotal. So if you're going to a leisure destination such as Hawaii, that's where you're going to find, those compelling package deals. But if you're going to somewhere that's not on leisure, you're probably not going to find such significant vacation package discounts. So it's definitely something important to keep in mind. Another point I should raise is really thinking about when you're going to be planning that trip. If you plan a midweek getaway, you're going to find much, much better deals in terms of, deeply discounted hotel rates and on your flight. Because if you fly on a Tuesday or Wednesday, you're going to find that those are the least expensive days, and there's about an $80 difference if you travel on a Tuesday versus a Sunday. So planning a midweek trip is the way to go if you can be flexible enough to do so.
You know what else I found? If you are really dead set on a certain property you want to stay at, let's say a resort, and you've looked on hotels.com or the other search engines and you've gotten your price, you can all it's worth a trip to the hotel website because sometimes they have these packages that they can't really express clearly on a hotel.com. It might be the honeymoon package. So even though you're already married 15 years, it doesn't matter. You buy 4 nights, you get the fifth free, right? So you've already gotten a deal.
Absolutely.
And then they throw in some stuff that you probably don't care about, like a bottle of champagne and some rose petals on your bed. But the whole idea is that you've gotten the fifth night free. Or this is another thing. Now I'm throwing in my two cents. I'm an Amex,
Helpful.
yeah, an Amex customer, a platinum customer. And when you book through them, they can do things like give you a room upgrade when you get there that you won't pay for, or if you book through them, you'll get breakfast every day. And sometimes it doesn't pay. Sometimes the rate is just more through them. They don't have access to all the deals, but sometimes it does pay. And why not get the junior suite for the price of a regular room?
That is so true. It's always important to inquire about different promotions available. So you're going to want to cross-check both those OTAs and the actual hotel site itself just to make sure that you're, finding those great, deals and securing that well in advance.
Now, Liz, you also mentioned in your US News article about the location of the property that you're staying at. If you can be a little flexible with regard to that, you can also save big bucks.
Yes, that is very true. If you have your heart set on staying in a city, for example, like New York, if you just look outside the perimeter a bit and consider staying in the financial district, you're actually going to find better deals because while they're so popular during the week, by the weekend, all those business travelers have emptied out. So if you're willing to look away, from the city perimeter, that's really going to help. And if you have your heart set on a beach getaway, one easy way to just cut costs is to seek out condo-style properties or hotels with family suites, since those often come with, cost-effective amenities such as kitchens. Just an easy way to slash meal costs.
Huge. I just did that in St. Martin. We rented a
Oh,
home
yeah.
for the first time instead of going to a hotel. So, they call it a villa, but it's just a little, beautiful little home and it overlooked the water and it was beautiful. But we saved a ton because we could make breakfast and lunch in every day. And then we went out to dinner like we normally would, but we didn't have to blow big bucks on hotel breakfasts and it saved a huge amount of money.
Exactly. It's a great way to maximize savings. So you always want to seek out those style accommodations.
Yeah, you know what else with regard in reading your article about the location of the property, I would also add, just using St. Martin as an example, is sort of know your destination. You use the example of New York. It's not very difficult to get around New York City. You hop on a subway and you're anywhere in 7 minutes. So it doesn't really matter if you stay in the financial district. It won't be that inconvenienced. Same with St. Martin.
Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't know the location of the property and it wasn't one of the prime areas, but it really didn't matter. because St. Martin is so small that everything is 5 minutes away from each other. So it didn't matter where where we stayed, and we saved a little money that way too.
Yes, it's a great way to save.
Okay,
absolutely.
So the last thing I have time to talk to you about is social media. I hate following social media. It always seems like a chore. What's in it for me?
Yeah, I think that's a great question that you asked because, you know, really in today's kind of tech-savvy age, you know, social media can be a great resource for us. If you simply follow popular airlines such as JetBlue and Virgin America, you can find these helpful one-day promo codes they tweet out. So getting those flash sales and promotions are key.
All these tips and more at usnews.com, US News and World Report, Liz Weiss's article, 6 Secrets for Scoring Summer Travel Deals. Liz, thanks for joining us and thanks for the helpful hints.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. I'm Leslie Gold. This is America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MYTV. That's 888-679-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MYTV. That's 888-679-MYTV.